Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have new boys tennis coach Jared Gerber. Coach Gerber, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Yeah, thanks for interviewing us. Appreciate it.
So how long have you been coaching tennis here at Newton High School?
This will be my fifth year as the head coach, and I was a volunteer coach for 4 years before that.
Okay. What's your tennis background?
So I grew up in Pella, and so I played tennis in high school, and then I played in college out at Cedarville University out in Ohio. It's a D2 school out there. And then when I was in physical therapy school at the University of Iowa, I did some teaching at the tennis recreation building there, giving some private lessons as well as group classes. And when I moved to Newton, I happened to know the head coach, and he needed some help. So I kind of got my foot in the door that way, and have just come to love it a ton.
All right. What got you hooked on tennis to begin with?
Yeah, I think the first thing that got me hooked is I would play a lot with my dad growing up. And so I think that was probably what started it for me. I liked the individual and team aspect of it. You know, you're in your individual match, but each match counts for a point for the team. So you're in control of how you play, but there's also a team aspect where you're trying to encourage each other to play better, and you're playing for something bigger than just yourself too.
Okay. The team that you have coming up this year, kind of talk a little bit about it. Experience, new players, what's the makeup?
Yeah, this team will have a lot of experience this year. I think we have 9 seniors on our team. And we return a lot from last year. We lose a couple of our varsity players, but the majority of our lineup is back. The kids have put a lot of time in during the off season, during the summer, on the court, which was awesome to see. And we can already see it as practice has started. We're weeks ahead of where we usually are, in practice. And it's really good to see. And it's exciting for the kids, 'cause I think they can tell that they're playing pretty well too.
Yeah. What is your singles strongest, doubles are pretty even?
Yeah, I think we'll be able to grow a lot in both during the season. Ethan Vollman, who will be our number one this year, he was one match away from making to state last year. So we're really hoping he can kind of break that ceiling and kind of get – I don't think someone's made it to state from Newton for tennis in probably 20-plus years.
Wow.
And he's put a ton of time, and he's playing really well. So he has a great shot, which is exciting. But our team also gets along really well. So it's fun to see, we're still trying to figure out some of the doubles pairings.
Okay.
But I think it'll be fun to see how different people's personalities work together, how some people have different strengths, different weaknesses, and how we can kind of pair them together to make sure that we're making the best teams we can out there.
Yeah, it's always good to have, healthy competition, but if they get along too, it makes it a lot better.
Totally. And that's one thing we've really preached this year, is that every good shot you hit in practice is another shot that makes your teammate better too, right? Because the better you're getting, the better your teammate has to hit against every day in practice. And so it really, just as one person gets better, it really pushes the team to get better.
What about the conference this year? Little Hawkeye has usually been pretty... Any sport you mentioned, it's been pretty strong, pretty salty. Is that the same this year, you think?
Yeah, we always, partially because of the Little Hawkeye Conference, but we always try to play a tough schedule.
Okay.
So Pella's always good. But I think they just came out with the preseason rankings, and I think we have 12 dates on our calendar.
Okay.
And I think on the 12 dates, I think we have 5 or 6 of the ranked teams on our schedule. So it'll be a really good challenge for our guys to see where we're at. And this is the perfect team to have that schedule for. A lot of our players have played quite a bit of high school tennis. And this is our chance to really hopefully have a really fun, a really exciting, and a really successful year.
And make the name for Newton in tennis.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you spending some time with us, and look forward to talking to you throughout the year. Anything else you want to add about the team before we let you go?
Well, thanks for taking time to interview us. You know, I think I'm just really excited and really thankful to coach this group of guys. They work hard, they get along well, and it's fun to see to talk to different teachers. As a physical therapist, yeah. I work with a lot of different people from the community. And so it's really cool when I hear or talk to them about one of my athletes and someone from the community knows them from work or from school or from church or whatever it might be and just talks about how great of a kid they are. And so it's really great that our team is made up of great tennis players, but even greater kids. Yeah. And the impact that they have on the community is really cool to be a part of.
Making strong young men and women. That's yeah. what it's all about.
That's exactly
at the
right.
High school level.
That's exactly right.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Good luck. That's the boys tennis coach at Newton High School, Jared Gerber, joining us on today's Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.